local first. The mission to lead the development of an economy grounded in local ownership that meets the basic needs of people, builds local wealth and social capital, functions in harmony with our ecosystem, and certainly encourages joyful community. I imagine you know that by heart, Hannah Schultze, but I'll never quiz you on that. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, program manager, doing great things with local first. Special guest, Alice Jasper of the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, doing your thing in programming as well. Good morning to you, Alice.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you yesterday at the panel on the West Michigan Business Sustainable Forum.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming. That
good group
great.
You've got, yeah. Doing great things when it comes to our environment and more. I want to get into your 101s of LEADA, but Hannah, again, local first strong in membership and local concerns?
Yes, absolutely. We just wrapped up our annual meeting season. We had an annual meeting in Grand Rapids in January, an annual meeting in Holland in February, and then last week we had our very first Good for Grand Rapids Awards reception as well. And so we've been able to, over the course of that time, celebrate over 20 local businesses for all of the good things that they're doing for the community, the environment, the people that work for them, and the people that they interact with on a daily basis. So we've been really happy with that, and we're ready to move into our next stuff coming up.
Yeah, and that's what we're here to talk about. And, this grass is not going to go green or something like that. You're going to keep moving forward because membership is strong and you do believe in local opportunities. So here we are talking basically about what is next, raising the bar for business. Tell me about it.
So Raising the Bar is actually a workshop that is going to kick off our workshop series for this spring through fall of 2018. And we're lucky enough to partner with some of our friends like Alice at the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance and the Holland Hope Sustainability Institute for this particular workshop that happens to be in Holland at the Herrick District Library, right downtown Holland. So we're really excited to check out that community space. And we're going to be talking a little bit about how businesses can better engage with their community, their environment, and the people around them as well. So I'll let Alice talk a little bit about LEADA's role in that.
This is all about the Measure What Matters workshop, too.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, yes. All right, Alice Jasper, Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, LEADA, what are you all about?
Sure. So at Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, or LEADA, we're a 20-plus-year-old organization that's been applying equity-related research to our programs that work with children, work with communities throughout the state of Michigan. We believe that it's not only the right thing to do for social justice as far as social equity is concerned, but also there is a bottom line for it, and it can be worked into a sustainability framework. Businesses cannot really be successful without community trust and truly showing that they value their employees. So we've been working a lot with Local First on some of those.
Again, integrating social and environmental justice into business could be the goal of raising the bar?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
How will this Thursday, April 12th work?
So we're going to be convening at the library. There's going to be some snacks provided by one of our local businesses over along the lakeshore, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Quick Impact Assessment and Local First's educational programming. So the Quick Impact Assessment is a free baseline sustainability assessment that businesses can take to sort of benchmark their impact areas, their environmental, social, and community impact areas. And from that assessment, Local First, along with all of our partners, has been able to find a lot of data that show that our businesses need, you know, more interaction and more education around what social and environmental impact does to benefit their businesses and to benefit the community. So we're going to have LEADA, Alice, and her team present on ways that businesses can educate not only themselves, but their employees and their customers about their social impact that they're having. And then also our Hope Sustainability Institute friends are going to be talking a little bit about environmental resources throughout the community that where businesses can take advantage and improve their environmental impact as well.
Awesome. Alice, back to your goal with LEADA to integrate social and environmental justice into business. Can you expand on the whys here?
Sure. So Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance certainly believes in racial equity and social equity throughout the Lakeshore, but we're also working with businesses to help highlight the importance of that community buy-in. So just kind of creating resources and opportunities to integrate bias programming and training for staff, looking at policies for businesses so that they can have more equitable recruitment and retention rates as well, and just kind of helping to guide them through that process and becoming more socially sustainable, because it is just as important for a business's viability as environmental and the bottom line.
Safe to say, emerging workforces, consumers are attracted to ethical business standards?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's also a growing number of dollars among historically marginalized communities. So it's important for businesses to integrate diversity into their place in order to also market to customer bases as well.
And on the topic of businesses thriving, you mentioned this, reducing turnover, increasing a broad consumer base actually helps businesses thrive.
Absolutely, absolutely, yep.
What will you be presenting on the 12th this morning?
Well, it'll be kind of a brief overview of the resources that Hope Holland Sustainability Institute has and what LEDA has to offer. So we're just going to be talking a little bit about the importance of the ways that these different metrics can improve the bottom line and some different ways to approach it. Both LEDA and HSI are able to kind of tailor our approach when we work with different clients to best fit what the client needs to move forward and really have that long-term, authentic change that they're looking for.
Now, did you take the measurement?
I have, yes. I've taken it in the past, and
Yeah, absolutely. Alice is very familiar with the process of that benchmarking tool, and so obviously that changes depending on what type of business you're with, whether you're with a nonprofit organization, which are obviously also welcome to take the assessment, but restaurants will take the assessment and law firms will take the assessment, and those assessments change depending on the sector of business utilizing the tool. So it really is customizable and gives a business an internal benchmark, an internal measurement of how they're doing, how they can improve, and ways that they can leverage the impact that they are having into retention of their employees and gaining new customers as well. Because again, like Alice said, there's a growing number of consumers that are interested in aligning their dollars with a business that aligns with their values. Mm-hmm.
Does I trust LEDA would go one-on-one if a company is interested in making some significant changes that can be handled?
Yes,
one-on-one. Yep.
Absolutely. We do. We've done everything from workshops to very in-depth consulting processes on internal policies with clients of all shapes and sizes throughout the state. So we can work with large groups, very, very small groups, to ensure that they're having the equitable impact and incorporating that into their framework.
And you mentioned HSI. Can you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You mentioned.
Yeah, Hope Sustainability Institute,
What's
Hope Holland.
What's that?
So I'll let Hannah kind of cover them a little bit, too.
Sure.
That's
an organization that's spun out of Hope College in Holland. They have a growing sustainability program, and this is just not necessarily business specific, but they have also a program called Living Sustainably Along the Lakeshore, and it really just aggregates resources for those of us who are interested in living more sustainably or running our business more sustainably, or just having a more, you know, positive impact on the place that we live. And so they have resources in the newspapers, online, and they also do workshops similar to this one. We're providing them a new platform and an audience of businesses that are interested in implementing more environmentally sustainable practices. So they're able to come in, talk a little bit about, like Alice said, a little bit about how they can work with specific businesses, connect them to resources, whether that business wants to implement a recycling or a composting program or find a rebate program where they can switch out all their lights to LED lights. Holland Hope Sustainability Institute can help connect them to the utilities companies that can provide those rebates and other things like that. So they're sort of a broker, an information broker, so to speak.
What's your geographical audience with LEDA, Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance? Who do you talk to, Alice?
Sure. So we're based out of Holland, though we do have programming that extends up to Muskegon. And as I said, we serve all the way out east to Flint and Detroit area. We've worked with schools and programs up north, up to Alpena. So we're not specifically located in just the Lakeshore region, but some of our community-oriented programs are certainly based there because we really care about creating more equitable infrastructure in the Lakeshore region.
So what's the next big thing for you all?
Sure. We've got our summit coming up. That is on May 15th. We've got some wonderful keynote speakers, including Dr. Joy DeGruy. And it should be a really, really great all-day-long conference. So if anybody's interested, we encourage you to come check out our website, Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity, and get some more information there for registration.
And I trust you believe in the power of local first?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, they're great partners to have in furthering equity throughout West Michigan. So.
Awesome. All right, Hannah, what else is happening under the umbrella of local first?
We're very excited to jump right into our workshop series starting in April, and that runs all the way through October. And also, this is Local First's 15th year in the community as an organization, so we're very excited about that, and we have some things up our sleeve to celebrate that over the course of the next couple months. So stay tuned.
So you're gonna divulge that as needed, right?
Yes,
as requested. How does one become a member of Local First?
You can check out our website, www.localfirst.com, and it gives you all of the great benefits that we offer for businesses wanting to be a member of Local First, along with some contact information and ways to reach out to our membership coordinators, Tony, Shannon, and Kathleen. They're really lovely people, so take a seat with them and chat about what we can do for you or business. Also on that same website, you can find the quick impact assessment and all of the dates for our upcoming workshops, events, mixers, etc.
And when is the big summer party?
That is actually to be determined.
Okay. All right, good. So, with you coming in on a monthly basis, we'll make sure we get that date on our calendar as well. And you're physically located where? Where's your building?
We are at 345 Fuller Avenue Northeast, right over there, right off the highway, next to the Cheese Lady, who is
dangerous.
An amazing member of ours. We tend to visit there every once in a while.
Yeah, as you should. And where's Lita located?
We are located just north of downtown Holland on 136th Avenue in the Macatawa Resource Center.
Where the streets of Holland never carry snow because they're heated, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you, ladies. On behalf of your What Measure What Matters workshop that's coming up, Raising the Bar for Business, Thursday, April 12th from 9 to 11 at Herrick District Library. How do we RSVP for this?
Check out the Local First website, localfirst.com, and we also have some information on Facebook as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.